Hello.
Hey, who just joined?
Gary.
Hey, Gary. So far, it's you and me and Byrne and Rarisit.
Has joined the conference.
And Eric. Oh, who is it again?
Good morning, Eric.
In the conference.
Hi, all. How are you doing? Sorry about interrupting your conversation.
No, that's fine.
Gotta keep conversing with you.
Yeah. Is it just four of us so far?
So far it sounds like it's Betten, you, Eric, Gary, Byrne, me, and Rarisich.
A participant has joined the conference.
Who just joined?
This is Trevor Conner with NOAA.
Hello, Trevor.
Hello.
Some good chocolate chip cookies down there, man.
That's what I was waiting for when you committed a conference call.
Lots of goodness. Sugary goodness here.
You around today, Byrne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some questions afterwards.
I'm here.
Okay.
And nobody's heard from Lors?
Not 20 after. Come on.
I heard he has Giardia. He was trying to show off with his kids.
You went camping?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay to drink this water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hope his kids don't have it.
Yeah.
No, the kids actually use a water filter.
Oh, great. Smarter than the old man.
Ooh.
Corydon?
No, not yet.
Fearless leader? We're leaderless.
It's only 3 minutes after.
What can we do?
Cordy leader? Yeah, I guess Tom. I thought Tom had this one, but it's Cordy. Okay.
I think Bob was our fearless leader.
Okay. All right, we'll just have to forget about it this year. Pick it up next year.
Wait a minute. Nice try, Scott.
Okay.
Oh, we're leaderless.
Okay, I'll take over then. Here it is. Here's the deal.
Do you think we got enough, or should we wait a minute?
We can wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is going to be easy. It's really up to you.
Well, I want to have Tom on, because I've got to make sure he's copacetic with the pool race.
With the what?
Oh, the component of the agreements.
He's the tribal fishery. Right.
Right. You got all these days that we're already in. They're fishing 6 days a week, so you got to fill, but you got to fill more than the foot and a half. So we're gonna have to put water in while they're fishing. So.
And how many days do you need to set it up? Still four?
Yeah, it's even almost better to pick a day if we could.
Okay.
Pick a day and go for it.
Yeah, kind of, because we gotta notify the fishing guys we're filling and make sure we put the water out to do it.
Right.
Put it back off. So four could make it good work, but it's any longer is better.
We need to get moving.
This conversation for sure.
The key here is the first thing is BPA willing to do this?
Well, you got to hear what the it is first. You're starting at the back end of the conversation.
I already know what it is.
Well, the whole group doesn't yet, Gary.
I know that, but I'm not even going to waste my time if you can tell me no up front at the end. Really, just say no right now, and I can hang up.
Well, I'd be talking with the tribes about filling water if I had.
I figured so. I didn't think you'd wetting, but still.
Yeah, we'll go over.
Well, let's go over it.
You want me to recap?
All right, John's here to recap, so let's go ahead and do that. And then,
folks that were there, chime in if I'm missing anything here. But, in attendance last week was myself, Lori Ebner, Scott Betten, Bob Cordy, Gary Fredericks, and Ed Meyer. We looked at approximately 50 model runs at the Dalles with flows in the range of, 100 to 150 river. And varying tailwater levels at the Dalles to look at conditions in the spillway using dye. And the bottom line is we identified the pattern that looked the most promising as bay one with a 4-foot gate opening, which is equivalent to 6 kcfs, and bay 7 and 8 with 3-foot gate openings each, and those are each equivalent to 4.5 kcfs from each bay. Considering the tailwater elevations, we figured that the Bonneville 4-bay range is 75 to 76.5 feet, considering the tribal fishery and the 1.5-foot restriction, would equate to about another foot up at the Dalles. In terms of elevation. And
so why is the elevation critical?
It looked like the egress conditions were better in that range compared to the other elevations that we looked at.
Right, it turns out that the Stilling Basin has a lot of roughness in it.
Yeah, when we had lower tailwaters at the Dalles, a lot of the energy was dissipated in the Stilling Basin and over the shelf.
Right, so because of that, the tailwater is really critical to get it up and over it.
Yeah.
So that's why the modification at Bonneville.
So that's my short update.
I think you added up a little too much in bay one, though. It was a total of 15K?
It was a total of 15K.
Yeah. 6, 4.5, 4.5.
So 3-foot opening equals 4.5.
Okay. Hey, this is Eric. Did you guys actually write this down somewhere? Or?
It's getting written down in the MOC now, Eric.
We have right now are field notes from the trip, and Lori Ebner has a draft trip report.
One of the really critical pieces was to be able to use the spill wall, both of them, the long one and the short one on Bay 6 and Bay 8. That really helped concentrate the flow and get it out to where the deep water is.
Yeah, I've got some video of the final operations that folks can see by maybe at FPOM or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So show you what we were looking at and
okay,
why we decided what we decided.
So I've heard 15 KCFS in 1, 7, and 8, and also is the schedule going to be a 12-hour, 7-day, like 4 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I heard?
That's what, 4 o'clock to 4 o'clock, 12-hour operation.
7 days?
Yeah, for 7 days is what the proposal is.
And starting the target date of 8 September was tentative. Is that still?
I don't think there's. I would pick a target. I would say any time after now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gone to Splitsville operation at Bonneville, or at least we should have. I don't know that for a fact, but the numbers are above the trigger. So as of yesterday.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I would say we have plenty of fish in the river from this point on. I'd leave it up to BPA to
set it up,
determine the best day to start this, as long as it's fairly soon.
So this is Eric again. I presume the reason we're not doing the 24 and more sampling days is because BPA was unwilling to do that much?
Well, you know, I looked at the data that got from Matt Kiefer, and what it showed me was that these fish were basically approaching the project in the early morning hours. So, I mean, they move in the reservoir all the time, but they were approaching the project, at least for the tag fish that they have. These are false Chinook. In the early morning hours, and so that made me feel a little better about just doing the 12-hour operation. It looked to me, and plus seeing the quick response that we were getting out of fish when we had those fish unit outages, I think they're fairly, they are very responsive. So
yeah, the thing to remember too in the tail race here is that when you turn the spillway on, it sets up the condition within a minute.
Very quick.
It's fast. It's not like you have to continue running it to get it set up like a 4-bay sometimes.
Right, right. No, it's very responsive because it's so shallow.
So,
looking at the historical passage information, it looked to me like running a morning operation, you know, running it 12 hours would be sufficient to get fish to move.
Yeah, I don't know. The confounding factors on what might delay a fish make it, you know, enough of a problem to wonder if doing anything but 24 hours is a good idea for dealing with, you know, that bias that's out there. But clearly,
with what bias is that?
What biases might influence whether a fish is going to migrate or not. In particular, what's making them delay, what might make them hold up, where they might hold up, how far away they are from things. It's like there's a lot of little things out there that could twist the results enough that wanting 24 hours and more sample days would be useful. It seemed like after our last conversation there was support for that for more than just me. But if this is just to characterize what happens when we do this and isn't intended to provide a vigorous test of what happens when you do this, then I can understand why you would be willing to go here.
Not sure. This should be a rigorous test. I mean, we're trying to develop an operation to include in the fish passage plan for future. So this is a pretty important test in my mind. It will lead to a future operation, maybe, if we can arrive at a trigger that folks can agree to. I mean, that's the next battle on this issue, is to decide what a trigger ought to be at the Dalles or Bonneville or wherever.
It's, well, it's Gary, can you identify what success is in your mind?
I'd like to see us try to shift the ladder passage at that dam to a 25-75 instead of a 5-95. But I wouldn't be too disappointed to get any shift. I mean, what we're trying to do is reduce the impact, the stress on fish passing through that east ladder under high counts, under high passage days. So any movement of fish to the north ladder would be a benefit. And we saw a dramatic change the other day when we lost the fish units, and so we know they'll move. It's just a matter of providing a good attraction flow for them to key in on.
Right, but
I think there's a lot of what I've been seeing based on the data that Matt Kiefer provided, and that little brief observation we had a couple of weeks ago, that I think those both to me look very promising. I think these fish will respond very quickly to blockages and perceived blockages at that east ladder. They'll move. We know they'll move all the way around to the spillway. As long as they have Q there to pull them in, AQ and flow as well, that I think they'll take advantage of it. And if we can get 20-30% of the fish to make that move, that would be a great thing. But I don't know. We need to do a test. It's just that the data are favorable that I've seen that this would work. And what we saw in Mississippi, looking at those spill levels that we looked at, we looked at a lot of different spill levels. This seemed to work the best. It's going much higher than this. It kind of goes in leaps. You can't just go a little bit higher. You got to go a lot higher because of the number of bays. We're trying to use bays that are within the walls, and bays 1, 2, and 2 are within their own walls. 3 through 6 are within walls, and 7 and 8 are within walls. And so the combinations are such that 15 worked pretty well. you really had to jump up quite a bit more to get it to work, to get conditions to work with flows in the other bays. And we didn't want to blow out the entrance, and we didn't want to have a lot of flow that was moving laterally on the shelf or in the stilling basin, so, because that would be confusing to fish. And we tried patterns. We came up with a pattern that looked pretty good using bay one and two, but the concern we had there was it tended to eddy quite a bit on the spillway shelf, and we were concerned the fish may get disoriented trying to get into the entrance. This pattern worked very well from an approach standpoint. And it gave us a signature of flow well out of the south way, where we think these fish are approaching, again, based on the radio tracking data. So basically what's on the table is a 15K test, 12 hours, 0400, 1600, 7 days, starting as soon as you can. And as soon as you can, I'm leaving that up to BPA.
Sure. I've got to work on that. It's likely sometime next week.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, whatever works for you guys to do it.
Yeah, we got to get the pool up.
But this is a test to see if this would work. I mean, then the next step would be to determine how to put it into the fish passage plan as a change form, as a change operation for the dowels.
If it's successful.
If it's successful, right, yeah. And
what do you trigger it? What problem are we solving? Yeah, we got some more ground to cover, but
we do. Just to find out if this works.
Yep. And the other thing potentially we need to talk about next F-bomb is testing the ladder with the lower flow coming out of it while we still have some fish around.
Right, and I think we can do that too. I've talking to folks internal today about that with Richie.
Okay.
Has Cordy joined this call yet?
No, I sent him an email and he hasn't responded, so I don't know what happened.
Okay.
He's out looking at the fish in the ladder.
Maybe. Couldn't quite be there yet. But.
No, I know. That's and part of the reason some folks may not. The lag time between bottom and low is about 4 days.
It's about two, actually.
Two to four. I mean, we just started getting the big numbers yesterday, or 20,000.
What you've got, though, is an 80K river, so they move pretty fast through.
Right. Through the gillnets and around and up and over.
Yeah. We were just looking at it. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's going to be a lot of fish in the river for the next several weeks here, or so a couple weeks anyway, 3 weeks.
Right. So there's not a concern about not starting right away.
I don't think that's an issue.
So, Scott, you said you're going to test the lower flows and the ladder. What is that about?
No, that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, but we can give them a morsel. 2 weeks ago, both fish units went out, and when one of the two fish units was started, there was 2,500 coming out, but the fish didn't seem to like to use it. And the auxiliary water system that we're proposing to build is 1,400 CFS, which is, of course, less than 2,500. So that's got a little head scratching going on. Do we need to test to see if we can get a unit to go down around 1400 or 1500 or 17 or whatever the low end of a unit is, and let it run for a while and see what it does, what fish do. So we're trying to get that kind of that coordinated towards the tail end of the run when there's fewer fish, but not so few that you don't get any results.
Well, the issue is you've got a what is it, $14 million?
15.
16. 20. 30. Up. That's going up. We
the fishing tail for sure.
Take the core budget and double it when they get done.
Yeah, we think it would be prudent to test the east ladder in the emergency configuration with the flow that we expect to get with the AWS system, and configure the north ladder the same way. However, we would operate in an emergency situation. I suggest we test it during, after spill, and then maybe sometime, during spill as well. Maybe next spring, I don't know. Is that too late? We should at least get a test.
The problem with that is that you're already committed to
you're in the funding cycle.
Right.
On that, I guess that's up to you guys, but I was thinking you might want to test it now.
Right, no, I agree. We should test it now.
Drop below, say, 10,000 Chinook a day at the Dalles.
Yeah.
That would minimize the risk of something screwy going on there. But and then I'd look at it in a, you know, a block, kind of a block design, I think. Do a day on, day off, day on, day off thing.
Sure.
Or 2 or 3 days just to see what we see. It doesn't make any sense to me that one unit wouldn't work, but...
Yeah, no, I agree. It'd just be good to check that box and make sure that...